Last week on Roseanne...
Las Vegas, Nevada. We leave Sunday, we come back Tuesday.
You want to just take off and leave the kids?
I want to see Wayne Newton!
We had a date.
Now?
Yeah, now.
Rosie, I'm hot.
So am I.
Only 5 minutes long since we got here.
Well, now we're alone. I, for one, am having a great time.
You know, Dan, we should have took separate vacations. I go to Vegas, and you go to hell.
Are all over the sink, you know, and his underwear's hanging there on the doorknob, and he's griping because he says a couple of lipsticks have taken up all his bathroom space, you know, like he owns the place.
This is my sink. This is my doorknob.
Hey, that's why men all the time miss the John, you know, because they're marking their territory.
Okay, well, men are pigs. That's not news.
Double zero.
Oh, double zero. Well, that just about sums up my whole vacation.
Roseanne, you're ruining your whole trip. Why don't you just go to Dan and say, I'm sorry?
Let me tell you something, Nancy. You do not stay married for 18 years by blurting out stupid little things like, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm on a roll like you wouldn't believe. And she wants a little romance, a little spontaneity, and it can't wait. So fine. I leave what could be a small fortune, and the minute we get upstairs, she starts yelling about underwear on doorknobs. She didn't want them on the floor. She didn't want them on me. Where am I supposed to put them?
Would you like another card, sir?
Sure. Hit me. Why should you be any different?
Sorry.
I knew it. She yammered the luck right out of me.
Better luck next time.
Next time? Uh-uh. No way I'm ever getting married again.
Great news, Dan.
You got the Wayne Newton tickets.
Good news, Dan.
You didn't. Oh, man, Rosie's been waiting to see Wayne for 12 years. It's like the main reason we came.
Hey, it's not my fault, man. Wayne doesn't work on Mondays.
We should have gone last night, but we didn't go because you said you could get better tickets tonight.
I can get us front row tickets tonight, Dan, but it won't be much fun without Wayne there, will it?
Okay, so we don't see Wayne. Now, somehow she's going to make this my fault, but I don't care. I already left nose hairs in her sink. You can't hang a man twice.
I did say I had good news, right? Check this out. 4 tickets to the Las Vegas Legends in concert. The finest showbiz impersonators in the world.
Well, that's not so bad then. I mean, we saw Wayne. It'd be over in a couple hours. This way I get to hear about it for the rest of my life.
There is one thing, though.
What?
These tickets are free only if you and I go look at these timeshare vacation condos right now. Let's go, Dan. Come on.
Hit me. No. Kill me.
Is like gambling, you know? Well, the odds are all in favor of the house. So when your marriage breaks up, make sure you keep the house.
Roseanne, I think you better eat something.
And you know, marriage, it's like this here slot machine, okay? You don't always get back what you put into it, see? All right. Honey, I made your favorite dinner. Honey, I let your favorite pants out another inch. Not. Honey, I bore you three children, and I got that soap you like. Zip. This proves my point. Marriage stinks. With a capital suck.
Oh, come on, Roseanne, stop it.
Nancy, the longer I know you, the more I gotta ask you. Why are you marrying that guy?
No, I mean, he's not everything I deserve. So I think, well, you know, do you want to marry the guy? Then he did something the other day that really clinched it. He told me about that little affair he had.
He did?
Uh-huh. And it's not like I caught him or anything. He just thought, if we're going to be married, there shouldn't be any secrets. And that's when I knew I could really trust him.
I can't believe he told you.
I was amazed.
Nancy, you are really an incredible person, you know? You've forgiven him, and, man, I haven't even forgiven Jackie yet.
What has Jackie got to do with it?
You know, marriage is like
it is. Jackie?
What was Jackie?
He told me it was some bimbo divorcee who threw herself at him and he'd never seen her again. She's gonna kill him.
Man, if Dan hadn't made me come to Vegas, none of this would have happened.
So, Danny, how's that complimentary drink treating you?
Well, you just can't beat a big glass of Tang with an umbrella, Arn.
Man, I hope the girls don't get lost.
Why?
Come on, man, it's gonna be great. You know, I was in the John, and I saw the guy that does Paul Anka. And if you closed your eyes, you'd swear it was him.
Oh, wow. Legends in concert, huh, Dan? Well, just thank you so much for making this just the perfect vacation.
Right back at you, babe.
Jeez, you're dead. She knows about Jackie.
Honey, I'm sorry. I love you. It wasn't some bimbo divorcee. It was Jackie Harris, and I know I'm no good lying dog, but marry me, honey.
Why didn't you tell me before?
Well, I did tell you about me, but why drag Jackie into this? I mean, she's a nice person, and I didn't want you to hate her just because I made a mistake.
Jackie slept with Arnie? Heck.
Pig.
Yeah.
You're scum.
Yeah.
You're slime.
Yeah.
You're vermin.
Yeah.
Kiss me.
Okay.
See, now why can't you ever be romantic like that with me?
It's down at the end of the lonely street. It's Heartbreak Hotel where you go. You'd be so lonely, baby. You'd be so lonely. You'd be so lonely. You could die.
Man, I can't believe the girls are in the bathroom missing me.
Yeah. Lucky them. Woo! Woo! Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
God bless and good night.
God bless you and good night.
And he was great.
I liked him better as Liza.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Mr. Excitement, the Midnight Idol, Wayne Newton.
Okay, looks moderately Wayne-ish.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you all for coming out here to see me this evening. But as you know, I don't just say thank you. I say 2, 3, 6, 9. Tugger Shane, darling, Tugger Shane, thank you for all the joy and pain. Picture shows, second balcony, was a place where we
had met. Wait a minute.
Hang on a second, fellas. Hold on a second.
This is terrible. I can't take this anymore.
I'm sorry. Does someone have a problem out there?
Yes, with your act.
Okay, now it's getting good.
And I suppose you could do any better.
Well, I couldn't do any worse.
Well, this ought to be good. All right, could we get a spotlight on this gentleman, please? Ladies and gentlemen, what a surprise.
I don't believe it, it's him. This is incredible.
Hey, Steve, good enough for you now, Dan.
The Midnight Idol of Las Vegas, the real Wayne Newton.
My God, they're hugging, just like the good Kirk battling the evil Kirk.
Wayne, it is so good to see you again.
Well, I had to come over and check out my competition. He's great, isn't he? Is he good or what?
Gotta go get Rosie.
Listen, Wayne, as long as you're up here, how about a song for the next folks?
Oh, my God, he's gonna sing. Arnie, go get Rosie.
Go get him, man. I'm not gonna miss the Wayne off.
They love you, Chief. You gotta do it.
Thank you, Tony, thank you. 2, 3, 6, 9. Don't kiss Shane, darling, don't kiss Shane.
I really should go get Rosie, but I can't.
Picture shows, second balcony. Was a place we'd meet. Do I really sound like that? Go Dutch Street, you were sweet. That was it.
Duncan Shane. Shane.
Darling,
Duncan
Shane. I gotta thank you for.
Oh my God, I don't believe it. Wayne Newton would break it. Saw that loser. Wait a minute, give the guy a chance.
All our separate ways.
Splashing the teeth.
Still the memory stays.
Oh, he's doing the point. He's doing the wing. Work it, baby, work it. Look at that. Oh, this guy, Wayne Newton, he doesn't even have a mustache. Wayne Newton has a How did he get out of Wayne Newton impersonator school without a mustache?
Hold it, fellas. Fellas, hold it. Hold it. Hold it, fellas. Hold it. Hold it. Excuse me, ma'am. I'm sorry if my singing is interrupting your conversation.
Well, not as sorry as I am.
Ma'am, I'm going to ask you politely to please take your seat. I'm entertaining.
Oh, somebody has filled your head with lies.
Honey, honey, it really is Wayne Newton.
Oh, yeah, right. And I'm Lola Falana, Dan.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Miss Falana. My name is Wayne Newton.
Oh, God.
Ladies, I'm glad you're having such a good time because that's what we're all here for. So why don't you just sit back, relax, and enjoy the song.
Why? Are you going to get somebody else to sing it?
Rosie.
Rosie, that really is Wayne Newton.
Yeah, right.
Honey, it is. Now shut up.
Ma'am, I think you really ought to listen to your husband.
Telling me what to do. He sounds like every other man on earth. Excuse me, every other man on earth except Wayne Newton.
Pardon me, ma'am. I am going to have to ask you to leave the building.
Hold it. Don't you touch her. This woman doesn't ask for much out of life. Believe me, she doesn't get it. The one thing she's always wanted to do is see Wayne Newton. And tomorrow morning, she's going to wake up and realize what happened here tonight, and she's going to want to kill herself. And damn it, I'm not taking that away from her. I'm telling you right now, buddy, there's no way we're getting out of here.
Dan, I'm going to be sick.
I'll see you, Wayne. One more thing.
Yes, Mr. Falana?
I'm really sorry about all this. I'm a huge fan.
Uh-oh. I just threw up on Paul Anka.
Now there goes one lucky guy.
Okay, here's your lunch. Now get to school.
I gotta get my science project. I made a great sundial. It was so easy, just like you said.
Telephone.
Thanks. Wouldn't want to tear you away from your nutritious breakfast.
Bite me.
Hello? Ma? Yeah, I'm fine. Yes, Mother, I'll pick you up at the airport tonight. No, Ma, I'm not going to forget.
Okay, here's my sundial. I found this part, but I made the stick.
Oh, man. Becky? DJ made a sundial out of birth control pill. What?
Even till today's the week.
I gotta go, Mom. Love you.
Jeez, Mom went to Vegas without these? She really is a gambler.
They're not Mom's.
DJ, Jackie's probably looking all over for these. Listen, you are not to take these to school, understand? Now you go and find something else to make your sundial out of.
Okay, I'll go put these back in your drawer.
They're yours? You slut!
Shut up, darling.
Oh my God, you're doing it with Mark!
Shut up, Darlene.
Wait a minute. When your naked bodies were pressed together, were you making actual words or just grunting like animals? Shut up, Darlene!
Mom's gonna love this.
Mom already knows. Who do you think bought me the pills? Slammer.
Can you believe this? I specifically told Arnie to be here at 9:30.
See, Dan, there was no hurry. I could have thrown up a few more times.
That's it. If he's not here in 5 minutes, I'm marrying the 10:15.
All right, honey, let's roll.
Where have you been?
Sorry, I had to go get my tux. Hey, Dan, look, I came with one of these. I guess some guy's got to be blindfolded to get married.
You're not wearing that costume to my wedding.
It's my wedding, too. I like it. I'm wearing it.
Oh, really? Well, good. I hope you bought it, because you're going to be buried in it.
What about the way you look? It'd be great if we were getting married in a go-go cage.
You love the way I look.
You look like a cheap hooker.
Leave your old girlfriends out of this.
Can you tell them we're ready?
Let's go, Arn. Break.
Run for it, Nan.
Friends, we are gathered here to join together these two wonderful people, Nancy Lynn Bartlett and Arnold Shemp Thomas, in holy matrimony. Marriage is a sacred commitment that should not be taken lightly. Do you, Arnie, take this woman to be your wife?
Look at those two. They look so happy. I give it a month.
For better or worse, for richer, for poorer,
pretty tricky how they slip that stuff in. But who's thinking about that anyway? When you first start out, you love a guy, you marry him. You have no idea what you're in for.
Do you, Nancy, take this man, Arnie, to be your husband?
But I guess I did okay. I mean, after 18 years of marriage, it is nice to have a man who'll hold your head while you barf. I really do love him, that big goon. I know he loves me. Of course, he can't say it with his shorts on, but he loves me. Look at the way he looks at me.
Boy, I shouldn't have had that sausage for breakfast. I wonder if she's got any antacid in her purse.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Slut.
Pig.
Congratulations, Arnie. Life as you know it will never be the same.
Thanks for being here, Dan.
Give him hell, Nancy.
Thanks, Rosie.
Hold it, hold it, hold it. Okay, now it's your turn.
What are you talking about?
Little surprise. We thought the two of you might want to renew your vows.
You guys are the 10:15. I already paid the man. Hey, I didn't get to go to your first wedding because you didn't invite me.
What do you think, Dan?
Couldn't hurt.
Oh, that's just what you said when you proposed.
I still mean it, honey.
So you wanna?
Why not?
Friends, we are gathered here today to join together these two wonderful people.
The Connors.
The Connors, in holy matrimony. Do you, Mrs. Connor, take this man to love and to honor?
We already did these vows, so now I think this time let's do something that means something, okay? Like, do you, Dan, promise to keep your beard out of the sink and to, like, hose yourself off after you come home from work every now and then? If I, like, promise to give you a clean towel in the morning?
Okay, I do. You, Roseanne, promise to quit buying me goofy-looking shirts that I don't like if I promise to throw the shirts that I do like into the hamper?
Cool. And if you'll discipline your kid so that I'm not always the bad guy, well, then I'll stop making fun of your stupid friends. Sorry, Arnie.
Done. Okay, how about if you quit saying you can watch football anytime during the Super Bowl, and I'll toss you a compliment on how you look once in a while, no matter what you look like.
So you think you can do that?
Yeah. You mean it about the towels?
Yeah. Did you get that?
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Your breath smells like sausage.
Ain't spelled out in black and white. It keeps you guessing, keeps you asking questions every day. Yeah, life's that way. But baby, when you ask me if I need you, I don't think so. I know so. The way you hold me, the love you show me, the way you make me feel, I feel like dancing, dancing all night long, baby, in your arms. Well, I'm good to you with a heart that's true. You never have to wonder if I do, I do, girl. Don't you ever know.
Hey, I wrote about you. You do a really great way.
I don't think so, I know so.